the legendary Humble and Fred Show, Canada's national morning show.
You're now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
The following episode of Humble and Fred Radio is brought to you by FYI Music News, the Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, the Chambers Plan, service-inspired restaurants, PayTM, Spearhead Brewing Company, and Strainprint. And as always, we broadcast to the world from the center of Canada's universe, nestled in the cozy bosom of the 5-Hour Energy Performance Zone. If you'd like to talk to Humble and Fred, call 1-833-437-8465. That's 1-833-HF-STINK.
I'm gonna get something.
Well, I hope not.
Well, we all do.
We all do.
We all get something. Everyone's got something going on.
Time passages.
Everybody's got something.
And whenever you get something,
turns into.
No, you think about when you've moved past that something.
Mm-hmm.
How great life is gonna be.
Oh yeah. If you got like, something, you can't wait to have nothing.
When you think, you know, when I get back to having nothing,
yeah, I'm going
to
be so happy.
Oh, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to change everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to smell the roses. I'm going to have a different outlook on everything.
Sometimes when you got nothing, you take things for granted.
Of course you do.
You take everything for granted.
Listen, sometimes when you got nothing, you have a mindset like you've got something. And you don't have something.
Because when you finally get something.
Yeah, you realize you had nothing.
Before, when you thought you had something, you really had nothing. Because when you get something, you realize nothing's better than something.
Right, nothing is something.
No. And then you got to have the thing looked
nothing's
at.
Nothing's better than something. Everything's better than nothing. Everything's, yeah.
What? Well, no, when you have something, you'd rather have nothing.
That's right.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You said at one point, nothing's better than something.
Right.
No.
It is better than something.
Yeah. Nothing's better than something.
This is what I said. Right. Nothing's better than something.
Right. Nothing. The nothing word.
The nothing part is better than the something part.
You're right.
I know. I was right three times ago.
I know. I lost track.
One and two and
really?
You're listening to the legendary Humble and Fred Show. Humble and Fred Radio.
All right, here it is. Happy Terpmas Day, everybody. Happy Terpmas Day. I wish you a happy Terpmas.
We wish you a happy Terpmas.
For you people that don't know, the Fred Man, his something turned out to be a prostate shaving.
Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree.
As documented.
Funny.
As documented quite extensively the last 7 days, we've outlined the fact that today you're having surgery. And, you know, I'd forgotten that you have to be in the hospital for a couple of days.
One night at least, yes.
Well, where do we send our thoughts and prayers?
To the hospital, I guess.
Do you drop them off?
Thing is, you have the procedure, right?
No.
And then there's internal bleeding.
What?
And you can't leave the hospital until the bleeding stops.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually... Gee, look, I'm really throwing it out there, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, man.
Until you can pee on your own.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait until you're not passing blood anymore.
We can... I should televise that.
No. You should put it into your...
Live it.
Everybody's looking for content.
You should put it into your Insta stories.
Mm-hmm. You know, last night I was just... And I should have brought it in. I was reading my catheter pamphlet.
Yes, you should have.
As I do.
I've
read it, you know, cover to cover.
You know, the catheter pamphlet is... I was going to read it, but I'm hoping they'll turn it into a movie.
Okay, we all know what a catheter is, right?
Yes.
This hose, literally, thin hose. Well, in my case, not so thin.
Oh, please.
Hose.
In your case, a toothpick.
Literally comes out of your urethra.
Urethra Franklin.
Turns and bends and goes into a bag, which is affixed to your leg.
Right. How is it strapped to your leg, by the way? Is it Velcro?
Straps with little buttons.
What?
I showed you.
No, you didn't.
When you came to my house the next day, I showed you.
Did you have your bag out that day? I don't remember.
Anyway.
So anyways, you got the catheter pamphlet.
And I forgot the section that said, avoid sex while wearing a catheter.
Oh.
It actually says that in there. You know, the do's and don'ts? One of the don'ts is avoid sex.
How exactly?
Really? I have no idea. I can't even think. Because I'm thinking, even if you're an over-the-top horn dog,
yes.
Still, what would that be exactly?
Well, I think the fact that you have a bag strapped to your leg and a tiny hose in your pee hole would probably be enough for your wife to say, I think we'll take a break.
Oh no, I get that. But I mean, even say she was into that type of thing.
What, catheter sex?
How would you do it?
I don't know.
So I'm thinking, does that mean, you know, avoid erections?
I guess, yeah, probably.
Well, in your case, that's not that big.
Well, it's not that big.
There's a long hose.
Listen.
What is this? 1999.
This conversation alone is going to help me avoid erections.
Hey, you want to avoid erections?
But anyway, I just got a chuckle from that again.
I'd say.
As I was reading it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that would be.
1-833-HF-STINK. Tell us about your catheter bag and your straps. Well, no, I'm concerned. I'm a little bit, you know, I want you to know I'm there for you. If I wasn't golfing this afternoon, I'd obviously be at the hospital when you came to.
Oh, I know you would. I mean, no need, but I know you would be.
Because just before the show, I said, well, I'll call you when I'm done. And you said, well, I'm still going to be in the hospital. I'm like, I forgot.
This is not day surgery.
I know it's not day surgery.
What would make you think this was day surgery?
I have no idea. How dare you? You can't pull a prostate shaving off in one day.
But you can. In fact, it only takes about 40 minutes. Right. But
now, in the pamphlet, it says avoid sex. And what does it say about day of surgery, though? You have to have a antiseptic shower. What is the deal? You can't have water. You can't.
I have a theory on this. No, my wife had a theory on this because it said it was funny because when I'm at the hospital in my pre-op, they said, "Have you heard of these antiseptic sponges?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Well, down in the pharmacy, they sell them. It's two for $10 or something." And I thought, okay, that's weird. I've never heard of that before. So I went down and I bought the two sponges. And then I got home and I'm reading how to use the sponge. And then it says, and there's a sentence. It says, if you don't have sponges, just use regular soap and water.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, that's...
Oh.
So you think the surgeon's got...
I don't know what to think.
Stock in the antiseptic sponge company.
I bought them anyway, and it's fine. And then it said, if you don't have the sponges, have a shower the night before surgery and then the day of. So then I'm thinking, what do I do? Today I have these two sponges. But Delee said, you know, it's probably because a lot of people probably go into the hospital gross, right? Like dirty, like with bad hygiene. So this is probably an over-the-top thing. Because not everybody has good hygiene.
Oh,
and
yes,
I bet the hospital sees a lot of like, whoa, like really?
Yeah.
Like, well, could you not have done better? So I decided this morning when I get up, I had a shower with my own soap and water. And then when I go home, just 2 hours prior, I'm going to have another rinse off and then give myself a scrubbing with the antiseptic sponge.
Now, again,
would you like to help me with that?
Absolutely. I was going to say, if you don't put that up on Instagram, you're missing a huge, a very big opportunity. No, I think you're right. I mean, Delisa is right, obviously, that some people's hygiene, you know, isn't the same as others. The standards vary from person to person. But having been involved in surgery, having had surgery on myself and having assisted on several, it's also the precaution of, of infection.
Oh, of course.
And I think they want to just make sure that those areas, and they're, by the way, before they do the surgery, they're going to do it again. In fact, they're going to take this.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah, but think about where they're doing it.
And they're really going to concentrate on my love wand area.
Your love cocktail wiener.
In fact, they'll probably bring in a power washer.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to bring a water pick in.
Yeah.
With a little toothpick.
Yes.
Okay, we're done. Well, what I was going to say is they're going to wipe you down with this yellow antiseptic
right
all around that area. Did they ask you anything, or did they give you any instructions to make sure you get rid of your
no, actually,
hair?
Will they do the shaving then, maybe?
I'm not doing it. Sean.
I guess for ease of access, maybe, or...
I don't know.
Well,
maybe I can give myself a little trim this morning before I rinse off.
Well, listen, man, if down there grows like your eyebrow hair, you mm-hmm. better get after it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, you're good today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the other day you had one that was sticking out. Delise must have 3 inches.
Delise must have plucked it.
When we were at Boone's place,
yeah,
I kept looking over. I'm like, God dang, that...
Well, why didn't you pluck it?
What am I supposed to do with it?
Reach over, grab it, and beat.
Give it a rip.
Mm.
I wanted to.
And, you know, they just come out of nowhere.
No,
yeah,
I know.
They do.
And absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have this one on my right eyebrow that is growing way faster than the others.
Mm-hmm.
But that area, somebody is going to trim it up. Might as well be you. Don't take it down to the wood, but
no.
But there, so that's all I'm trying to say is the last thing you're gonna see is they're gonna come in and they're gonna swab that whole area from your belly button to way down your legs. They're gonna mush it all with this the yellow surgical stuff. You're gonna be fine.
Well, why would they tell me to use an antiseptic sponge down there without telling me to shave?
This I have no idea. That's why I'm asking. Can you give me, where's your pamphlet? Where's your catheter
pamphlet?
It's
not here.
Oh, damn.
That would be in the pre-op prep page.
Ah.
And it just says use the sponge. It doesn't say anything about that.
Anyways, welcome to the show, everyone. Christina Martin is a singer-songwriter. She's going to be in here later on. Also, the retirement Sherpa, I believe, in studio. And this is going to be cool. Everyone knows one of our big clients, our sponsors, is Gig Sky and Ravi Rishi Maharaj. He's the brother of Rudra. Rudra has been a big help to this program for years and hooked the whole thing up, and we are pleased to present our friend Ravi, who's been on the show before.
Yeah.
He started the company,
mm-hmm.
and now a huge leg up. They were featured when Apple unleashed and launched their latest iPhone, and the Gig Sky SIM is in it. And what a fascinating conversation that's going to be, because you think about it, you're a young company starting up in the Silicon Valley area, and one day you get a call saying Apple's going to put this in their phones. What is that like? I mean...
No, it's fantastic.
You know, we had Ravi on, I think, last spring, talking about getting the company going and how it grew. And at some point, Rudra was doing some stuff at another company, and his brother finally big enough to get Rudra to come work for him. Anyway, I just want to talk to... I talked to Ravi last week. He was so excited. But I want him to explain that moment when the phone call came. And he found out that Apple wanted to put the SIM in the phone. It must be mind-blowing.
Oh, that's what you call a game changer.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Every so often, you know, small, big, medium companies experience game-changing events.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That would be one.
We're holding out for ours.
And that's a game changer on the positive.
So, well, maybe if because it's going to be around 8:45, so I know you got to leave pretty quick. So why don't you ask him about, you know, if he's ever had any problems with his prostate first, and then we'll move on.
No, I'm all right.
You're all right? How do you feel, by the way? How do you feel?
I'm talking to a guy. I feel fine.
Yeah?
It's funny. And I'll tell you, it's my counselor, Dougie Willens. It's funny. People mean well.
Yes.
So he calls me yesterday. I'm talking to him. And I said, I'm having surgery. And I explained it to him. And he goes, ooh, wow. And I said, what? And he goes, you're still going to be able to, like, you know what, eh? And I said, yes, Doug, I am. And then he goes, you know, my father-in-law, he had problems down in that area. I don't think it was prostate. I think he had a problem with his, urinary tract, and they couldn't fix it. So they put a little hole, like, under his bag, and now he sits down to pee.
There you go.
That I would like to see.
I said, what? And he said, oh, he's great. He's good. He's good to go. He just, you know, has to sit down and pee like a woman. It's good to know, Doug. Thank you.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Re-elect Doug.
So then again, my...
Re-elect Doug. Let's send this to his opposition. You want some dirt on Doug?
So then my mind starts to race, right? And I am, you know, I'm thinking the doctor's going to come in and say, Fred, good news, bad news, yeah. You know? We get in there, everything looks good. However, there's going to be a little change plan here. put yourself a little opening there underneath, and which wouldn't be the worst thing.
No, there would be a lot.
Wouldn't be the best thing.
But a lot of things could be worse.
Yes.
In that area, and let's not dwell on those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's hope it goes off as it will, swimmingly, and all will be well.
Yes.
And we got lots of... Were we going to read some of these? Or because there were some pretty funny little things, little tweets. We really should try and recreate the... Hi, guys.
Hero people.
I'm gonna, people. I don't know where that stuff
Pete.
Is.
Yes.
Anyway. Here's somebody who said, Humble and Fred are a weekend and haven't been fired from Funny 820 yet. They're doing great. You should check them out.
Yeah, yeah.
And who is that from?
That's from Adam Jefferson.
A shot you, Adam.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Which one did you want to read?
Oh, this is from Russ Bohannon.
Oh, yeah?
In Oregon. He's followed us for years now. He said, instead of thoughts and prayers and bullcrap like that, I wish for you the joy that a man considered my second dad experienced when he recovered from urethral stricture surgery. After years of only being able to trickle, when he tinkled, he became capable of whizzing into the toilet from halfway across the room. As he put it, it was like getting a new toy on Christmas morning. Best of luck and looking forward to hearing you back on the air. Russ Bohannon. Nice man.
There was a couple others, Phil. Where did I put... Oh, and by the way, we'll talk about the Cosby thing later. Here's somebody saying, on Monday, during your mention of the weekend feedback of your new gig from Friends and Family, you mentioned, this is for you, Mike and Joy Ansel from Newmarket. And here's saying they went to Cedar Brae Collegiate with Mike.
In Scarborough, yes, and have lost touch. So he asked me to say hi to them, which I'll do.
He says, good luck tomorrow, meaning today, on your surgery.
Mm-hmm. Rick Cameron.
Come on!
All right.
He said, nothing from nothing means nothing. Nothing from nothing means nothing. He said, it reminded me of the 70s song. Maybe the liberals will Freddie P's trans urethra pipeline.
No, we read that yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
Well, the trans urethral.
Oh, right. Okay. Did we actually? Oh, right. We didn't read emails, but you read that one.
But I didn't read the first part about...
Black Day in July.
What the hell is that? Oh, this is what I'm looking for here. And by the way, we did miss One Hit Wonder Day yesterday, but this wouldn't count because he had more than one
hit. Who is it?
Billy Preston.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry?
I mean, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But not many.
No.
For a while, he was known as the fifth Beatle. Did you know that?
Oh, shucks, yeah.
Oh, what?
Oh, shucks, yeah.
Oh, shucks, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks, yeah. We can forgive that because you've got surgery today. All right. What else are we reading there?
Did you read the Robert Benz one about...
Yes.
I admire you going public?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Here's somebody saying, just caution... On the way you promote Gig Sky on your show. On today's show, Howard said, this whole using the phone company stuff not working for you anymore. In case you forgot, you're on Funny 820, which is a Bell radio station. Choose your words wisely, my friend.
Well, Mark, it's not that bad.
Well, you know, listen. You never know who you're going to, who's going to hear something you say and... You know, we're happy to be back with Bell. Although, you know, it's funny. We've been on some Bell stations for quite some time. We were on News Talk 1010 for...
We still are.
Yeah, we still are.
On the weekends.
But we've been on Bell stations for at least the last year or so, haven't it? Or maybe even longer.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, shucks, yeah.
Oh, shucks, yeah.
Darn tootin'.
No shucks. No shucks, Sherlock. And I can tell you that if you're in Alberta, you're soon going to be hearing... Did we tell you we need you to do clips?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
On what is that station out in Calgary? It's Funny...
1060?
Yeah, we're going to be... it won't be too much work, Phil, but we're going to put together like a whole... It's a comedy station, and they don't want to run the whole show, but they'll run clips of the show so that people will get excited, and then maybe hear Turn us on at humbleandfredradio.com.
Right on.
Yeah, shucks. do you have any more?
This is not, I don't think we read this one. Stephen Gajowski. If this doesn't deserve a special Swing Thoughts edition, I don't know what does. He's talking about Tiger, of course.
Right.
I can't wait to hear your personal take on this. I'm sure he did. And I'm personally very happy to hear you and Fred back on the radio. Keep the positive vibes going. All right. Fall is looking great at Dundas Valley, and I want to play with you, Howard. Stephen Gajowski.
A junk is Stephen.
Yeah, that Dundas Valley is a beautiful golf course just outside of Hamilton, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I was up in Huntsville yesterday, and the leaves have not yet turned up there, but they're just on the cusp. But I haven't been up there in a while. It's beautiful up there in the Muskokas.
Well, you're in a new relationship. Usually, one of the things you do in a new relationship is take a day trip in the fall up to see the fall colors.
Oh, yes.
What?
No, that sounds great.
You get in the car.
Yes.
Get yourselves, you know.
Hot chocolate, maybe, or
whatever, and then you drive up and see the fall colors.
The cozy sweater?
Yeah, and hold hands and walk down a nice laneway or something.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to amp it up a little bit, because I was going to take Rachel flying when we were in Victoria. In fact, I had booked a plane, mm-hmm. and it never came through. We got weathered out. The weather was, the ceiling was too low that day. So I'm going to see if we can't get a plane here out of Burlington and go up with an instructor and fly up to the Muskokas and back. How do you like that for romance, huh?
Mm-hmm. She's a bigger man than I.
What does that mean?
My head's changed. I can't get in one of those little small planes again. I just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. In a weird way. Mm-hmm. And I did that with you, and I was a bit nervous, but I don't know what's happened to me. The thought of that in that little tin box up in the air, and I can't do it. Couldn't do it, Howie.
Okay. Well, you can't do it now. You got a bag strapped to your leg.
And isn't that ridiculous? Because it's as safe as anything else. But
I heard you on Humble and Fred the other day. This is a message to Mike Neighbors from Best Friend Dave. I sent a Facebook message, but wanted to be sure you got it. He said, congratulations for getting Humble and Fred on your station. It'll be a great ad. I'll be listening in the morning now. It'll be my first time listening to regular radio since H, that would be me, mm-hmm. went off boom. I used to be on another radio station. The listeners will definitely love them. Even though I hear you're getting some early pushback, they will win everyone over eventually. Now, that's the kind of thing only a friend who loves you would say.
Here.
Because we all know we're not winning everybody over eventually.
Love you, David.
That's right. When do we win everyone over?
And there were a few from Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Leanna M. Scott, I think it's great that Fred is sharing his prostate journey with the audience. Well done, Fred. Thank you, and thank you, Funny 820, for this great content. Ooh. And
Jay Onrat. Is it Onrat or Onrate?
Onrate.
Jay
Onrat.
And who's his partner?
Dan somebody.
Dan and Jay.
Yeah.
Jay and Dan.
Mm-hmm.
He said, listen to your podcast, Mike, with Humble and Fred. Really enjoyed it. Next time, have some snacks for Howard. I was getting hungry.
Oh, yeah.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got to Toronto in 94, I was shocked to find Howard did radio. Mm-hmm. Growing up out west, I only knew him from Switchback on CBC, which was a kid show I hosted for a couple years in Alberta. And I said to Freddie, I said, I had no idea that Jay was a childhood fan of mine. Which was very nice.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
He's part of the Bell family, yes, so maybe we'll get him in one morning.
And maybe Dan as well.
Although he works till 1.
Oh, yes.
1 or 1:30 or 2.
And finally,
in the morning I'm talking.
Mm-hmm. Shannon Sheehy says, building a next generation of Hundy Peas. My 11-year-old daughter came in mid-conversation about Howard being a baby on the golf course.
Yep.
And without missing a beat, she says, and he has gout. Oh, man. But my gout seems so insignificant compared to what's going on with our little friend over there. You know what? That's it. We'll take a quick break.
So quickly.
That's how we start. Lots of shows still to go. We'll talk Cosby and an aging rock star can't stop pestering his wife for sex. We'll tell you who that is. And maybe we'll throw out a few one-hit wonders because we completely missed that radio bit yesterday. This is the Humble and Fred Show. on Funny 820 and HumbleAndFredRadio.com.
The tears we cry as the laughter keeps us coming back for more.
Will I listen to Humble and Fred today? No. Yes. I'm very busy. No. Yes.
Not the legendary Humble and Fred Show. Humble and Fred Radio.
So everybody else don't have to know. So keep your love
on. Great to be with you around Southern Ontario live for the first time since 2005. I mean, we were on satellite, but it wasn't free. We were live, but it wasn't free. So free and live. Free and live at last. And it's always nice to have you along. The phone's overwhelming. Just there's so many people calling. It's hard to get to. Listen, if we don't get to you, don't worry. It's not like we... It's just we have so much to get to. And, you know, we're doing the best we can.
It's funny. I guess social media has made phone play... well, it's affected phone play. Because people, they tweet and they email and they send messages, but they're afraid to get on the... afraid to get on the phone, it seems.
Well, because
are they shy?
The phone lines are jammed, and that's what people should know. But right now, we have a rare opening because as soon as we start, the phone's just it's pulsing.
As I predicted,
did you? The phones are just, they pulse. But right now, we have an open line at 1-833-437-8465 1-833-HF-STINK.
We dare ya.
So much. You know, it's funny you say about social media. And I had seen this, I don't know, a billion times yesterday. Cosby, J-Lo. But it's a cheesy bit. You know, it's a some version of Bill Cosby with, instead of a Jell-O box, it says J-Lo, as in jail. Oh, not J-Lo, the...
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes. Mm. But you had an interesting take on it, which is...
Oh,
it's
no,
it's
I
not
laugh.
That that's funny. It's just how interesting, how quickly it all happens.
Oh, no, what I think is funny is how quickly people run and do those memes or memes or whatever.
Meme.
And it's just like there's some people that just can't wait for something to happen so they can do that. Mm-hmm. And as I said, the thing's cheesy. The amusing part is that rush to sort of trample on people.
Yeah.
That way. Not that he doesn't deserve it. I mean, I enjoyed thoroughly watching him walk out and... Here's the, you know, he's convicted 3 to 10 years. Then the question is, and I forget the terminology, is he going to be remanded in custody or is he going to be granted bail and on if, you know, to see if there's going to be an appeal, right?
Yes. Yes.
So he'd be able to go home until the appeal was launched. Mm-hmm. And then there was a debate. They got all the lawyers on, of course, on CNN, debating whether that was going to happen or not. So I'm sitting there, like, cheerleading. Please, please, send him to jail. Don't let him go home. Don't let him go home. Please. And then he comes walking out in the handcuffs and the chain around his waist. And I love that sight. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just watched it this morning, and it's hard to reconcile... I mean, for me, that is the guy through my childhood and young adulthood,
mm-hmm.
and in the 80s when I was a stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. Hard to reconcile that person that I loved is now that mm-hmm. person that is so disgusting. And so, you know, there's a great word, a pariah.
Mm-hmm.
You know that word?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
That's what he basically is. He's such a... an outcast now.
Well, early in the day, he was declared by the judge a dangerous sexual predator.
Right.
So that sort of set the stage, and that's why eventually the judge said, hey, Bill, we're putting you in jail.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Get it? Because
we're putting.
What you do is you put me in the jail with the pudding pop in my bum.
J-A-I-L-O.
Jokey, jokes aside, you think about where I'm, you know, our age group of people and a little bit younger, but a lot of people grew up.
Oh, yes.
And I think that's a great sign of our times, that these things are no longer allowed to happen, mm-hmm. that you can't you have to live your life in light, because the light and the spotlight is different than it was in Bill Cosby's day and all those powerful men that no longer get away with what they used to routinely get away with. Mm-hmm. And in his case, I'm glad he got that designation. What'd you call it? A sexual?
Yeah, dangerous sexual predator.
Dangerous sexual predator, because that's what he was.
Mm-hmm. So even if he's released, and that's forever too. So even if he's released from prison, say he leaves his neighborhood and go into another neighborhood or visits another city,
right,
the authorities have to be notified that a dangerous sexual predator is now in their presence.
So a pariah, as I mentioned, is an outcast. That's the simple version. But the synonyms are, I love this, persona non grata, leper, undesirable, unperson, outcast. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what he should be. And as far as getting out of prison, like, what is the, will he do any actual time in a prison?
Yeah.
Well, what did we say yesterday? He's 81 years old?
Yeah, he could do 3 years. Mm-hmm. Because it's 3 to 10 years, yeah.
So he'll do 3 years and get out and then die.
If he doesn't, if this doesn't kill him, which could. But they were talking, too, about how will he be treated in prison. And the consensus was that he'll probably do all right because he's not a child. He wasn't a child predator.
No.
And that's the worst. Mm-hmm. And even though what he did is disgusting, the fact that he's Bill Cosby and celebrity might get him a bit of a pass with the other inmates.
Mm-hmm. Well, will he be in Gen Pop, as we say?
Gen Pop?
I don't know. Don't you know what that is?
Maybe general population. Maybe they have a geriatric wing or something.
And he'll go to a... He's not going to a maximum security prison.
He's going to a state prison.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's not going to go to white-collar crime farm, they call it?
No. No. He's going to a state prison. I don't know if they named it, but if they did, I can't remember.
Well,
and he went immediately yesterday, and it's funny because his lawyer, this travesty of justice cannot continue, we will appeal, and meanwhile, there's about 15 or 20 women out front crying, his victims, and it's like, they're all lying, they're all, you know, that's all put on how distraught they are.
It's, yeah.
And then his publicist come out and says, this is the most racist, it was the most racist trial in the history of trials.
No, it wasn't.
No, really? Yeah. Of course it wasn't. There's the default, which is just sick.
And those people are disgusting, too, because they know he did it. You know, there's 60 women that have come forward. Who knows how many didn't or died. Mm-hmm. The man drugged women. And I read that, you know, that New Yorker article or whatever it was a couple weeks ago. It's hard to read. I mean, because two things that stuck out. One, I for some reason, didn't understand that these women were conscious while they were being raped, but their bodies were frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, for some reason I thought they had passed out and that he just sort of would do his business and somehow they would come to and they'd realize that they'd had this episode. But in actual fact, from what I read, a lot of them were basically paralyzed while Bill Cosby...
Nice guy, eh?
...did that. And then, the way he treated them after, there was no contrition, there was no, I'm really sorry, don't tell anyone. He was like, get out.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever happens to him, whatever he is getting, he deserves. Mm-hmm. And those people that are defending him are disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But that's their job, I know. Yeah. I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I had a problem with his wife who stood behind him so long. I mean, there's part of you that understands a wife doesn't want to believe it, but at some point, you know, you're not doing anybody a favor by pretending that he's innocent when you know he's not.
He hasn't been faithful to you over and over again.
And I know his remaining kids were pretty quiet after the initial defense. Same with, what's her head? Alicia Rashad, or what's her name?
Felicia Rashad.
Remember, she came out at the beginning and made this declaration that she was mad at a couple of women, and then as that started to pile up, even she had to turn around and say, obviously, there's something here. Oh, yeah, there was something there.
Something.
Before the Sherpa gets in, let's just do this. Let's just switch those two around because I don't want to get it in the same area. So let's talk a little bit about service-inspired restaurants, if I may. They're everywhere. And Skip the Dishes is now part of the scene. Whether you order from Jack Astor's, Scatterbush, Canyon Creek, Red's, Loose Moose, or Duke's Refresher Bar, our highest recommendation recommendations? Let's say you're just coming out of the hospital. You've just had some surgery on your prostate. You might just pick up a phone or your app. You skip the dishes and order from any of these fine service-inspired restaurants.
Hey, and what can a great band and a great brewery do together? Brew a beer, of course. Spearhead Brewing Company and Sam Roberts Band present Sam Roberts Band Ale. This American Amber Ale, brewed with the hit Canadian rock band, is 4.5%. It blends English and American ale and has characteristics of caramel, biscuit, and a dry, zesty finish. It's good. It's the Spearhead Brewing Company out of Kingston, Ontario. Of course, they also make the Hawaiian Pale Ale. That's a bold one, 6%. Yeah. Spearhead Brewery, Kingston, Ontario.
Isn't that, I'm sorry to laugh, isn't that what's going to happen to you after today? Mm. You're going to have a dry, zesty finish.
y'all laugh it up.
You'll wind up pale and ill.
Funny to you, Phil, with your 20... So
29?
How old are you?
29.
When are you turning 30, by the way?
29-year-old thing?
Yeah. He just whizzes anywhere he wants to go. God dang it.
Yeah, I got my pale ale.
Yeah, but you know, you think about, I just read some of the transcripts of the sentencing, and the judge at one point said, you know, the higher the ascent, the sharper the fall. Mm. And one thing we're witnessing in this time of our lives, in the years of our Lord's 2018, 17, 16, is, yeah. And we sort of touched on it yesterday. There was a time in our culture where the media, the access, all that stuff, you know, it wasn't the same as it is today. And what we're witnessing is something that never could have happened before social media. Hi, who's this?
Hi, just checking to make sure your phone's working. And yeah, it is. Okay, there you go.
Okay, man.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, buddy. we're seeing things you could have never imagined, you know, when we were kids in the 70s and watching TV and Johnny and all that. You just, everything was so arm's length. Celebrities were these mythical people that you could never imagine were real people.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know I'm stating the obvious, but we live in a time where you can't get away with things anymore.
No, you can't.
It doesn't matter how big a star you are.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Louis C.K., Bill Cosby, many, many others are being held. You know, even the way that went down in the 90s with Bill Clinton would have been different now.
Oh, definitely.
Because let's be honest, he's a disgusting pig, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be serious.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
he got away with a lot.
So much.
And I've seen, you know, this whole Kavanaugh thing. What's his first name?
Judge Kavanaugh.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Brett Kavanaugh.
You know, I've even heard that comparison. You know, his feet are to the fire right now. Well, what about Bill Clinton? Some similar incidents.
Sure, but what about him?
Well, right? The thing is, Bill Clinton isn't about to become a Supreme Court judge, and Bill Clinton was the president. Now he's not. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton, when he was around, there was no social media. Now there is, on and on and on.
Yeah.
You know, the 24-hour news networks weren't what they are now. There's just so many examples of there. I mean, there's your answer. And then also to reply to what you just said about not getting away with it. You know, there's a flip side to that, too. Because I don't know with this Brett Kavanaugh guy, but when a lot of this stuff comes up now from 30, 40 years ago and unsubstantiated, and then people are destroyed in the process, it makes you pause and go, like, is this the right thing? Is this now being used as a weapon? Like, it's a tough one. It really is a tough call. Mm-hmm. Because it's moved so quickly one way that now all you have to do is accuse somebody and, you know, they pay the price without due process. So anyway.
No, you're right. But the smaller percentage is going to be the ones that are wrongfully accused.
Yes.
Because, you know, but that doesn't make it right.
No.
It's not okay if you You know, but I really haven't been keeping track of his stuff. I know he showed his wiener to some people. I mean,
well, again, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And we'd all listen. If you hate Trump and you hate the GOP, you want it to be true. If you like Trump and you're an American conservative, you don't want it to be true. And where does that get us?
Mm-hmm. But by the way, and I know some conservatives I've seen online will bring up the Bill Clinton thing, and they've got which is true.
Mm-hmm.
But as I mentioned in the beginning of this essay, at that time, social media didn't exist, and it was still in that time when we sort of gave our celebrities and our politicians the benefit of the doubt. I remember that interview that Clinton did as a governor. It was him and Hillary. You know, I think it was Nightline or one of those shows. You know, talking about denying all the Jennifer Flowers. Like, mm-hmm. there was a ton of women.
Oh, yes.
That came forward mm-hmm. as he was running for president
mm-hmm.
to say, oh, yeah. Well, you know, the entire state of Arkansas had sex with Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. From day one.
But there they were denying it and talking about how strong their marriage was. And, you know, it's all just nonsense.
Yeah. Well, you know, social media has been a game changer.
A game changer.
In so many ways.
All right. Well, let's move on. Our friend is back from his places in the sun.
Portugal.
Portuguese. Returning to our home, safe and healthy, happy and well. Tim Niblett, everybody.
Woo!
Tim, boom, boom. He's a portfolio manager. You're not, so stop it. Raymond James, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. And I say to you, sir, welcome back.
Yes, good morning. It's great to see you guys. I heard you on the way in on Funny 820, which was awesome.
Hard to believe.
I know pariah is a word of the day. Yes. I mean, I'm up to speed.
Word of the day.
Very exciting.
Well, is it... first of all, I haven't actually... we have a best-of show on Friday and Saturday mornings on 820. And I want to have a listen to it. Does it sound similar to what it did on the satellite? Is it...
Yeah, it sounds absolutely awesome. I actually just checked in on TuneIn just for fun as well, and I was streaming live and Jive, and it was great. So both medias were fantastic.
Well, isn't that lovely? Now, you've just returned from Portuguese.
Portugal!
Si.
And there are a couple weeks.
About 12 days, I believe. I had the pleasure of 565 emails yesterday to zip through, three of which were from new Humble and Fred clients, our listeners reaching out to. So that was very exciting.
Yeah, I'm just going to get Phil to pull the mic up. Or you can can you move your chair down just so you're kind of in the middle there so we can get the full force of your mellifluous...
You know,
yes,
there
pleasure.
Tim, speaking of social media, I saw you posted something saying Porto is now my favorite place on Earth. Is Porto a town in Portugal, or do you just call Portugal Porto?
No, Porto is a town right on the Douro River. So the wineries and all are just little upriver there. They've got all these port houses that we spent way too much on port on, and thankfully I made it home safe in the luggage. And, yeah, just a great place. It's right on the water, both sides of the river, tons of great places to eat and drink and enjoy and people watch, and just beautiful, Fred. Just gorgeous.
Well, I saw the pictures too, and it does look good. Well, two things. You know, it looks very European, which I like, and also the fact
why.
That... What?
I wonder why.
Wonder why what?
It's in Europe.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I wonder why I like it. I don't know.
European.
It looks very European.
Odd.
It's very perceptive of Howard.
But you know what I mean? It's got that typical, you know, Europe look, but also the fact that on social media was pictures of your grandson. And lovely bride and your daughter. And I thought, what a lovely scene for our Timothy.
It was about as good as it gets. We had lots of fun, and the Heartster was with us for 3-4 days. And Sarah and her husband, Abe, and we all get along. So it's and we still do. So it was great.
Your son-in-law's name is Abe.
Abe, Sarah and Abe.
I don't know.
How's that?
Abe.
Yes.
Let's talk about why you, what's your reason to be is, of course, helping people navigate their retirement. And you had heard me mention this thing. There was this site I went to called the 20 best places to retire on $150,000 or less. And that's that spurred you for some thoughts?
Well, the 150 or less wouldn't be my specialty, no. But yes. No, I read through those things sometimes as well. It's kind of like when they do the Money Sense Best Cities in Canada, right? It's healthcare and crime and climate and all that. But yeah, that's you know, part of what somebody has to look at, right? First thing probably is, are they going to stay in their own home or not forever? Or do they need to tap into the equity, or do they want to simplify things so they can be away for a few months a year?
Can I ask you a stupid question? This is going to seem ridiculous.
Only because I love you, I will say it's never stopped you before.
I know.
Yes.
But so when people retire, they sell their principal home and they put all the money in the bank and then they have another place they live. And then what do you invest, or how do you invest so that you can have a steady stream of income after you're no longer generating income? It's a long, stupid question, but I'm just curious.
No, it's a fantastic question. Classically, in the good old days, people used to put things primarily into bonds, into interest-bearing things, GICs, that sort of thing. But, of course, as we're living longer and longer, thankfully, in retirement, that doesn't really create the growth to keep you ahead of inflation.
Because that's only a couple or three. If you put it into bonds, you're only looking at, like, 2 and 3%.
Right, and as yields go up, then the value of the bonds are going to go down because there's one of them, their inverse relationships between value and interest rates, right? So more people are should be into the dividend kind of thing where you've got the payout and the growth. You should still have growth in your portfolio. It depends, as always, what your money needs to do for you. But, you know, if you've got a couple decades ahead of you, you need some equities in that portfolio.
Mm-hmm. So to answer my question, you would continue to use your investments, but probably maybe on a more not as aggressive way. But just when somebody says, okay, I'm going to retire, here's my nest egg. And a guy like the Sherpa says, okay, can you get somebody 5 or 6% a year?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, depends what they needed to do, but you should be able to. If inflation's 2-3% over any extended period of time, you should be able to make 5-7% for sure. We're trending way ahead of that the last few years, right? So it'll slow down a little bit.
Do you ever recommend people rent, or is that a good hedge against maybe another crash, or the stock market doesn't do very well, or something happens that the returns aren't there? Is there ever a time where you'd say somebody, yeah, go ahead and rent? Or do you think it's always good to have property behind you just in case?
Kind of two separate things. There are certainly a lot of investments available that aren't going to go down and still can churn out some super good returns, some interest, some income. It depends what people like, right? I mean, if you're renting, you are kind of at risk of what the rent might go up. Mm-hmm. You might have a bad landlord. You might not like the place. So just depends on how the pieces of the puzzle fit together. Might be a good thing, might not be.
No hard, fast rule.
No, if it was that easy, then people wouldn't need me. Mm-hmm. So it's very complicated, Fred.
And in your retirement, you know, again, back to the cheaper places to live on Earth, according to this article, you know, there's a lot of things to consider before you move to Belize. And, you know, some of the stuff I read that I didn't mention is they always list not just what you can rent an apartment for in these places, but also access to health care. Mm-hmm. You know, how long you have to be in the country, what kind of applications. It's not as simple as this. I'm just going to move there. There are
immigration things.
Even if you move to, like, our friend Bill lives in San Miguel. What's it called?
San Miguel de Allende. Mexico.
Well, even to move there for 6 months, you have to have health care and you have to have access to...
Yeah, but it's funny. The health care there is, like, dirt cheap. In a country like Mexico, too, there are no, like, six-month rules, are they?
We've got some friends. Howard might even know them. He's a member of Glencairn, and they've had a palatial mansion in Palm Springs
for
quite a
while. Did you call me
Hart? Yes.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, I'm like, Hart, you're
fired. Well, Hart knows him, too.
Okay, yeah. So I appreciate that, though. It's Hart and Fred in the morning.
Yes.
So they've had a nice place in Palm Springs.
They still do, and they're probably going to move to Mexico to... what is it? Cabo San Lucas or right. One of the cool places on the mountain there. And it's because they don't have the 6 month rule.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, you know,
Bill goes from like October to May, I think.
And the healthcare, not only is it cheaper than some places, but it's pretty good there. Like they've got excellent hospitals and.
Well, when I was there with Bill, he had something wrong with his thumb or something, but he could just go to the doctor and pay. It was like going to. like, you know, it cost nothing. Like, it was like going to the milk store or something. You know what I mean? It was a few bucks for them to look at your thumb where, you know, outside of some kind of a plan that would be expensive.
Well, if you want advice like you're getting right now, make sure you get a hold of tim.niblett@raymondjames.ca. As always, Tim is the retirement Sherpa, a portfolio manager, and Raymond James, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Sir, good to see you again. How's your back? You all right?
Pleasure is always much better, yeah. And thoughts and prayers as per my email tomorrow to Sir Frederick today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Terpy, terpy. You terp.
My mom used to call my thing my torpy.
I know she did.
Yeah.
I know. I could have gotten that in a multiple choice question.
Freddie, wash your torpy.
It's and that was only in his 30s. Listen, kids, we'll come back in a second. Lots more to go. It's Humble and Fred Radio.
And this is a microphone, okay? Mm-hmm. So we'll get you in here, right in here. Stand right there. Mm-hmm. A little bit tighter, maybe.
Yeah.
As good as you can, okay? And let's have a go at it.
Humble and Fred, humble and oh, humble and oh.
Beautiful. Can you give me a bit more power?
Humble and Fred, humble and oh.
Like really pushing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Humble and Fred, humble and oh, humble and oh.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't know, because Humble and Fred have a lot of, they have a high quality control, and can you do anything else?
The legendary Humble and Fred Show. Humble and Fred Radio.
And welcome back around the world at humbleandfredradio.com, around Ontario, 1-833-437-8465. That's 1-833-HF-STINK. Amanda Barker produces this program. She's right there now.
Hi, here I am.
You know, it's weird when we don't see you for a while, and then when we see you, I'm always reminded about what a sweet person you are. You walk in here with prostate surgery flowers.
From the gas station.
Where'd they go?
That's how you know they're good. They're over there. They were all crinkly. I didn't want to bother
from
you.
From the gas station.
Yes. Circle K.
I love that. It's a gas station bouquet.
I had that option of that or one single rose.
Well, you could have gotten them an air freshener.
They better have a vase at the hospital.
Oh, I hope they do.
Because I need them by my bedside to think of you.
You're like, after Mr.
I've
Patterson.
Been, after I've been invaded.
Mr. Patterson, put down the gas station flowers. Put them down. I'll never let them go. These came from Amanda Barker.
You know what those flowers cost? I bet $6 and 86.9 cents.
$10.99, friend.
Oh,
gas station market.
Yeah,
$10.99.9.
I should have gone to Sobeys last night.
You get that joke? Yeah, across the street there, $10.99.8. And you could get that. They were $10, those flowers, or 400,000 Petro points.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know.
Have you seen what you can get with Petro? The other day I saw it. I think you can get a comb.
Oh,
if you need a comb. If you have 100,000 Petro points.
Right. A nice beer cozy. Who doesn't need that?
It's like what's happened to Aeroplan, too.
I know.
Like it's, yeah.
But we love them.
Do we? Oh,
yes.
We're trying to.
Yeah, we're loving them.
Oh,
yeah, we're trying to love everybody.
Oh, loving.
We can afford not to love
them. We got nothing but love.
Okay, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, trying to love them.
Well, you know, this is no laughing matter. This is a surgical, invasive, through the pee hole, shaving the prostate. There's who knows what can happen.
Have you had a catheter? I missed that, if that's ever happened to you before.
Before this one?
Yeah.
No.
Just for fun.
No.
Have you?
This is an original.
I've had several.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. It's a weird feeling, but nice feeling. A little bit.
What do you mean a nice
for a woman?
Because you never have to go. It's just, you just never have to go, be like, oh man, I gotta go. You know when you wake up at like 4 a.m. and you're like, I want to sleep, but I also have to go. You don't have to deal with that.
No.
Well, you
found
just it.
Drag your bag along the floor in the morning.
Well, they're used to that though at your age. Have you? But you have found it uncomfortable, from what I understand.
Yes.
And part of it for Fred has been this feeling sometimes of pressure.
Like an urge to go.
Like an urge.
A little bit of an urge always. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but sometimes I get violent ones.
Oh, really?
Violent urges.
Violent urges.
Did you hear?
And then I got a little bit of an infection, which made it even worse.
Oh,
and then at some point he had of bladder spasms.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Which was the original name of the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yes, it was.
The bladder spasms when they first came to the Danforth Music Hall back in the early '90s.
The focus groups didn't. They didn't test well, so they workshopped some other. I don't know.
Have you heard the spasms? But he was actually taking some CBD oil for them, and which I thought was another...
It calmed my body.
It did. It took down... You know, we've talked a little bit about this, by the way, if you don't know, it's based... There's two different things happening in cannabis. One is THC and the other is CBD. And CBD has no psychotropic effects, but it does all kinds of good things. Inflammation, and in your case, abating your spasms.
Sure. I mean, great for stuff like spasms because, you know, it's already been proved people with Parkinson's disease and stuff that involves spasms or, you know, nervous twitching or whatever.
Twitching.
It helps. Mm-hmm. Why would you have had catheters?
Oh, gosh.
Am I stepping over the line?
You are allowed to ask me about my catheters if I bring up my own catheters. I've had so many surgeries. I had ovarian cyst. I had a
Who got the goal?
Jeez.
Not me in that case. My team lost.
But then who set it up?
Team Ovary lost that series. I had a myomectomy, which is when they remove fibroid tumors.
Oh, my God.
I've had lots of laparoscopies, but none of those were catheter ones.
So I'm just a big pussy sitting here with my little thing, right?
No, that would be Amanda.
That would be me.
You know what I mean.
That's my role.
Mm. Why don't we just pause here while we're talking about the efficacy of CBDs and talk a little bit about our friends at Strain Print. And allow me, if you will. Here's the thing. You brought up Parkinson's. There's all kinds of strains available. And what you need is the Strain Print companion app that helps you learn how much more rewarding and beneficial your experience with this wonder drug can be. We're less than a month away from legalization in Canada. But this app has been around for a while. In fact, hundreds of thousands of sessions have been tracked. And if you download it free on Apple or Google Play, you'll find out whether it's bladder spasms or any of that other nonsense that was going on in your area.
Yeah.
Tumors.
Yeah. Tumors and cysts.
Tumors and cysts. And anyway, you just put in whatever your symptoms are, and the Strain Print app will find somebody that's, you know, had the same experience, whether it's headaches, spasms, or the like. Strainprint.ca.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the PayTM Canada app is the only one in Canada that gives you rewards for your bill payments. Plus, you choose how you want to pay, credit card, bank, or cash, and you can watch your points grow. You know, you get one PayTM point for every dollar spent. Here's what to do. Download the PayTM Canada app for free in either Google Play or the App Store, or visit paytm.ca and sign up and create your PayTM account using the referral code HumbleAndFred. That's Humble and A-N-D, Fred. When you do that, you'll get $10 in Paytm cash that you can use towards a bill payment or a reward purchase.
Yeah.
Paytm.ca.
Anyway, lots of stuff going on in the news. We talked quite a bit. What's that?
Forever.
Forever. You know, we were talking about how this time in the world, you know, it's funny how people, it's a human nature thing, but we all believe this is the most advanced time that's ever been because we're living it. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that is unique about our time, and we talked about how people are more comfortable tweeting us and texting us than calling us. But, you know, yesterday was a pretty significant day, I think, with this Bill Cosby sentencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the way celebrities and politicians, athletes, you know, Fred, we've talked about this in the 60s, how there was kind of like, it was understood that the reporters who followed the Maple Leafs and professional hockey didn't really report on the real goings on. And they knew it. There was almost like a, what'd you call it? It was like a unspoken deal.
Yeah. We all lived in that culture. We all lived in a culture of boys will be boys. We all did.
Right.
And what's interesting about now is you see who use that for bad. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's interesting. I'm thinking about that a lot with the Kavanaugh thing, because there is obviously this pushback in terms of, well, who didn't try to do this and that when they were, you know, a 16-year-old boy, et cetera. Well, some did and some didn't. But it's like, did you use the culture? It's a real litmus test now, because obviously we're putting you against a different backdrop, right?
Well, if I just may interject and ask about the Kavanaugh thing, because I really haven't. I know that there was the first accuser, something happened when he was 16, and the second one is... You mentioned this yesterday, Freddie, that he had showed his wiener to somebody in college. Mm,
that's the newest one, yeah.
Shook it in her face and got her to touch it or something.
But what I want to say is there no... Isn't there a point where you go, okay, that happened as a younger person? Like,
it's so interesting, Howard. It's just so interesting. I think part of it, too, is you try to, you know, you try to push it back. It's, you know, so I was in New Brunswick last week. And I kept hearing this name of this guy in this town who's a teacher in the town. And he used to, in gym class, he used to go up behind me and, like, grab my boobs.
What? A teacher?
Well, he is now a teacher.
Oh, he wasn't
then. We were 13 and 14.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So there is that thing where you're like, well, you're 13, and couldn't you get over that? But hearing his name, I was like, I don't want to see him. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to do with him. I've pushed that to a far point in my mind, and yet I haven't. Because it's still lives.
Well, that's a great example of it, then. Because whether you're 13 or 33, if somebody does something to you that's sort of stays with you, we'll call you the victim in this case.
Sure,
the person that had their boobs grabbed.
Like, repeatedly. Like, I got detention over and over because I wouldn't go to gym class.
Well, it's aberrant behavior.
Yeah.
And whether it's, you know, happened yesterday or 30 years ago,
but
I guess that answers my question.
But at the time, he, and no excuse, probably didn't realize... Like, the magnitude of what he was doing.
Even he,
to look back now, might go, wow, what was I doing? What was I thinking?
I wonder if he remembers. And my guess would be no. I think people like that compartmentalize.
Yeah.
And I know if I had gone to my gym teacher, I know it would have been laughed off, and that would have been it. And he encouraged mm-hmm. other boys to do this. And so I started running. We had to do laps in the gym. So I would run out of the gym and hide in the bathroom for that whole part of gym class.
Did you tell your parents?
No. Oh, yeah, God, see? No. Oh, God, no. I wouldn't tell anyone. I didn't mm-hmm. tell. I actually have never said it aloud until this moment.
Well, but that answers my question about Kavanaugh, then. It doesn't matter if it happened when he was 16 or in college. Somebody feels victimized by his behavior, and we shouldn't dismiss
fresh
that.
As it happened yesterday for me, talking about it right now.
Yeah, but here's the problem with Kavanaugh. It's not even a question, should he have done it or the age? It's, did he do it? That's the thing.
Well, just a reminder, too. I know it's so hard, right? Because you look at it and you go, just an accusal will wreck a person's mm-hmm. life. Remember, it also wrecks the accuser's life.
I know.
You know, like, if you're willing to do that, you're sacrificing your own life. That person wanted to be anonymous.
It's a tough
one. She never wanted to say it. She never wanted to be that person. And now, next thing she knows, she's testifying. You know,
yeah. She's had death threats.
Oh, I'm sure.
They've had to leave their home.
I'm sure.
So all the things that kept her quiet for all those years are now coming into play.
Yes.
And you still get these scumbags.
Yeah.
Like, peeing all over her.
Oh, absolutely.
For coming forward because their sweet little judge who Trump wants may not get his posting.
So as much as the pendulum has swung one way, it is still firmly planted for so many. So it's really challenging, right?
It is challenging.
And, you know, there's been some social media nonsense about how, you know, well, it just seems strange that every time a Republican is nominated, these things come out of the woodwork. Well, you don't think, again, back to Clinton, if you don't think that the Republican Party had part of getting all those women to come forward in the early 90s to say Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's everything is political, is my point.
Listen, they're all, and that's the thing. It was a different time. You were allowed to put something in a woman's, back to Bill Cosby, you're allowed to put something in a woman's drink. That was an accepted joke. So, you know, but the question is, do you? Even when the world says it's okay, but you in your moral compass, you know, what does that look like? That's what it comes down to.
Well, and what about, I'm not sure if you heard it on the way in, you know, it was a really interesting moment yesterday seeing Bill Cosby
so weird.
Leaving in handcuffs.
Cold cuts.
Cold cuts. But it was strange because of this prism of reference of Bill Cosby, for me at
it's,
least.
It's like seeing your dad in handcuffs. There's a part of you that aches. I can't help
well,
it.
Well, part of you just, it's hard to reconcile how odd a moment this is historically.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not that long ago, I mean, in the early 2000s, all of this was still going on and people didn't have a way to respond and track it and make memes and all. But, you know, now we see it all. It's all in, you can't hide in plain sight.
See, I was never the fan you were. In the Cosby Show, the kids watched it not much. You know what bugs me more than anything else about it? He got to enjoy his late 50s, his 60s, mm-hmm. and his 70s mm-hmm. while all these women suffered.
Yeah.
So this justice should have taken place a couple of decades ago. He's been able to live a pretty good life. Do all that and live a pretty good life. You know, he's going to jail for 3 years, but he's 81. I mean, he's pretty immobile now anyway. It's just he got to enjoy a lot of time as a creep that it just isn't fair.
It's not just his 50s and 60s. You got to think this has gone back 50 years.
Okay, then even worse then.
So you think about in this case, this person that was harassing Amanda. Think about, you know, all the women that were. And again, as I mentioned in the last segment, you know, if you read about what these women went through, it was like being paralyzed and then having a man do sex upon you while you're conscious.
It's a nightmare. Well, it's an actual nightmare you have as a woman.
Well, I was going to say, and the more I read about it, the more I thought, well, wait a second. Part of me before was kind of like, again, I thought, well, maybe they just passed out.
Some might have, yeah.
But the fact that most of them remember it as this horrifying experience.
And you know how much worse it is for them? Because that may happen to other women, and that's it, and as bad as it is. Then they had to watch this guy enjoy the life I just talked about. Turn on the television and him get awards and be called America's dad. And don't you just love Bill Cosby?
Yep.
And so that made their experience even worse because they're sitting there going, that's not who he is.
Because everything in our world, everything in our society said what he did is okay. What he did is okay. That is the messaging. That's as a kid, that's the messaging like, nah, he's that guy. Stay away from him. As a little girl, you're told stay away from him. Not what he's doing is wrong. Right. But if you go near him, it's your fault.
And where do you get the balls to do this? Like take a drug and put it in someone's drink? Like I'd be, even if I even got my head around doing that, I'd be so afraid that it would be an overdose or they might die or they might
because
be.
Because you have a much. Moral compass.
Like, yeah.
Because you aren't that guy that takes that backdrop and does those things.
He lost all emotion when he did it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And some of the women, you know, this seemed pretty universal through most of the accusers. One of them said, this has been a long journey to justice for all of the accusers. We're glad that judgment day has finally come.
Yeah.
Well, the judge actually said that, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the judge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No,
sorry.
No, along those lines, he just said,
oh, no, I'm sorry.
Mr.
That's Gloria.
Cosby?
That was her. That was their lawyer.
No, but the judge said, Mr. Cosby, it's come to this day, this time, now you're going to pay. Mm-hmm. Like, you've had all those years of speculation and then charges. Now, today is the day.
And now coming full circle is something I mentioned yesterday when we're, because in the context of this conversation about social media and the time we live in, all of this happened because of a comedian named Hannibal Buress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It all happened 2014, that little grainy YouTube video of Hannibal in a club basically pushing back against Cosby's campaign of, you know, you know, you got to be better. Pull up your pants.
Because we all knew it. All of us knew it, not to the extent.
That's true.
Not to the extent, but we all knew. Didn't Cosby have this? Wasn't there a woman? Wasn't there a few women? I had that conversation like 15 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, but that thing and what happened is 2014, we were part of the social media world had been created, and that became, that would never go away.
And they all came forward, and that's what happened. One came forward, then another, and then it's like, wait a minute, there's solidarity here, and I feel stronger because I'm not the only one.
For sure. And if that bit that Hannibal did happened in 1994, Bill Cosby would not be going to jail yesterday.
No. And that bit did, I mean, like I said, people talked about it. You could Google it. That's what Hannibal Buress says in that thing. Just Google it. It lives there. It lives, but it's so buried in other narratives that it's like, well, there's one, two, maybe three. Okay, well, maybe there was some, maybe they were after his money. Maybe, you know, you justify it away. And then 60-some
Yeah, women? Well, that's what Chappelle said. He said for the first 15 or 20, he was kind of going, well, you know, you know, maybe that was, they were making it up or they were trying to get money. And then he said around 30 or 40, he's like, okay, Bill, you know, at some point. Then you get to 60.
Yeah.
And you think, and it's gone on for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And
the majority of his life.
And and a blow was dealt yesterday by the publicist who said it's the most racist trial in history.
Come on.
How? That is just such an injustice to people who are legitimately convicted or accused because of their race.
Mm-hmm.
To throw that one, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It has nothing to do with race. But that's just, that's the default now in a lot of cases.
Oh, yes.
So all those situations where that is a genuine excuse, they don't mean as much now.
It's interesting because I wonder how it would go down in history if Bill Cosby came out and said, I did these things. I was a monster. I am a monster. And I will never be able to, you know, if he actually owned it, he's still going to jail.
But you know, of course, that would never happen because it would be more like, I did what the woman did. What I did was the raping and the
Felicia.
Felicia. Yeah, the whole thing is, by the way, Christina Martin is getting herself ready to perform. She's going to be performing when we come back from our next break. And this will be perfect because we'll have a few minutes to set it up. Christina, are you almost ready to play and all that stuff? The tarot guidebook you wanted to do? Yeah, may not have time for all that.
No.
But
tarot cards.
Fantastic. Well, one of us is about to have invasive prostate surgery.
That's all I need. And the other one, I need is the wrong card to come up
and
today.
And the other one's going to the hospital.
Let's read our palms.
What?
Could you look in the card? Is there a gout card? I got some gout.
This is the gout angel.
Did you hear the tweeter? Did you hear the tweet from the 11-year-old that listens to the show?
No.
Shannon Sheehy. I thought this was hilarious. She said, it's the next generation of Hundy Peas.
Mm-hmm.
She said, my 11-year-old daughter came in mid-conversation about Howard being a baby on the golf course, and she said without missing a beat, and he has gout.
Oh, wow.
I know.
You're in cars. I mean, you're in cars with children
listening.
That's all I'm going to say.
You're good one.
Thank you.
And you are one of the best improvisers we've ever had on this program.
You're in cards with children listening.
Oh, man. Yes. You just yes and. Yes and you're in cards and. Christina Martin is going to be in here. She's going to read our tarot cards and play a song. Because we're running up against a bit of a schedule around 8:40-ish. We have to 8:45 get Ravi on from California. So let's start setting this up now. Right. Sean and Phil, and we'll just run out the clock here on this. Anyway, Amanda Barker is going to be with us tomorrow morning while Fred's in the hospital. It's going to be me, Barks, and Lumby.
Mm-hmm.
And Lumby called me yesterday. It's a pretty interesting bit, actually. There's a site, and this is, I'm not sure if it's fascinating to me and maybe to other people that are fascinated by the world of radio. But when radio stations change formats, you know, it's odd. It's sometimes odd because, you know, like this station in Hamilton used to be a talk station.
Right.
And, well, let's just say hi to these people first. Hello, Humble and Fred Show.
Good day. How you doing?
Good. Very good. How are you?
Good day. Good day.
Just sitting here listening to you on the iHeartRadio app coming in strong and loud and thought it apropos to call in.
Where are you calling from? What's your name?
It would be Brian calling from Keswick.
Keswick, Ontario.
Keswick.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think the big 820 hits Keswick, no problem. Go ahead.
Absolutely. What I was going to say is, you know, kind of following along as a Hundy P to all the goings-on about health concerns, I realized that, yes, I should get my prostate looked at because of Fred's issues, and found out I have a slight issue that I'm taking care of, nothing to worry about at this point.
Atta boy.
And now I hear Humble talking about gout in his toe, and I realize, well, you know, I got this toe that's been bugging me for a few months, and I might be having the exact same issue, so I got to get that looked at. So my question to you, Humble, is, for the love of God, please don't talk about snap hooking a hybrid up.
You know, those hybrids, here's the problem with those hybrids, is sometimes they're toe bias, meaning that they actually do hook more than you think they do. So stop hitting them.
So that's what I mean. Just don't start talking about it, and I'll be good.
Yeah, actually, we were thinking of changing the name of the show to Gout Man and, no, Gouty Toe and Catheter Man.
Well, I'm not thinking about catheters, so please stop talking about that, too.
All right, man. Take care. We got to run.
Oh, it's coming. You're one day, man. It's coming.
Thanks for calling.
I love that he looked into his own health because he was inspired by your ailing health issues.
Our failing health.
Yeah, you guys are like Oprah.
Anyway, so tomorrow we're going to play a couple of clips of radio stations, hopefully some of them local. But it's fascinating when you hear a station sign off being whatever and then signing off is. And I've done it twice in my career. I did it when CKFM became The Mix, and I did it when Easy Rock became Boom. So that's going to be on tomorrow's show, along with Barker, Phil,
so
Sean. We're going to play some clips.
Their last moments under an old format, the first few moments under a new one.
Yeah, we think that might be, I don't know, of some interest. I don't know. We'll see. Listen, you're not going to be here, so I'm scrambling for stuff.
Content.
Okay? Content. I got Barker.
Here I am.
And you're in cars.
Yeah, that's what I'd provide to this show.
Oh, man.
Gems.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break. And Christina Martin is getting ready to perform and apparently read some tarot cards, which is awesome. Yeah. Can't wait.
We got magicians tomorrow.
Oh, my. And we have magicians tomorrow.
Like a pack of them.
It's going to be so good. It's Humble and Fred Radio and humbleandfredradio.com.
I just can't stand the way I feel. I just can't wait until tomorrow comes.
Canada's National Morning Show. Humble and Fred Radio.
Yeah, baby.
Too much of anything.
Can't get enough of your love. Yeah, indeed. Canada's National Morning Show all around Southern Ontario live today. We're very excited to have Christina Martin in the studio.
Yeah, we are.
Here, Christina. She seems like a very nice person, and her friend Dale's going to play some guitar. Let's get you as close as we can while we're talking to you into that microphone.
Like this one right here?
Yeah, like choke right up.
I'm just going to do this.
Hey, Christina, how are you?
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm really great. Thanks for having me in. I mean, you guys are really busy.
Yeah, it's a busy day.
Yeah.
And you seem very nice. Christina wants you to go to find out more. Christina, a superior singer-songwriter, by the way, said Rolling Stone.
I know,
Rolling Stone,
right?
Germany, not Rolling Stone,
it doesn't
America.
Matter. We want to make it sound important.
It was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
But they're not polite in Germany. Like, they would have said, she sucks.
Wait a second. They're not polite in Germany? Since when? Anyway,
I meant that they're very honest.
Yeah,
they are.
It's funny. To my people, lack of politeness wasn't our biggest beef with them. Anyway.
They're not falsely polite.
Anyway, let's talk about this wonderful person, Christina Martin.
I love that you think I'm wonderful.
She's from my neck of the woods, I just found out, which was why she's so fun.
She's from the Junction?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. She's from DuPont and Christie.
Yeah.
No, she's a New Brunswicker. Yeah. And more than that, she's like a Fredericton person, which is pretty much my area within 1 hour circumference.
Well, isn't that something?
See, we could be related.
There's a guy that gave some shenanigans in high school. We're going to talk, make sure you didn't have the same experience.
I've had experiences, but I'm curious to hear yours later.
Okay.
No, we don't have time to talk about you, Amanda.
No, it's which is fine. We don't
there's
have
a,
to.
The new music video is called Impossible to Hold. Christina has won many awards, and I don't have time to list them all. And she's on tour everywhere, actually.
We're always on tour.
The next big show here in the area is Saturday in Woodstock.
No, it's tonight at Hughes Room in Toronto.
Oh, cool.
Hughes Room. That's why I'm here, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean,
there's so many dates.
This way. I would have driven this way to see you.
Okay, before we get any further, I've touched a tarot card, and you want to tell me what that means.
So I'm not a pro at this, but it's just fun.
Why did you bring that in? Just for funsies?
I bring it with me because sometimes we're bored on the road, and it's nice. You meet new people. You don't know what to talk about. So you do it. I love this. I have three people holding my microphone.
Well, because you're so far away, you can't really hear you.
So you touched the card. You touched the deck. You thought about your day. We've picked a card. It's the Three of Cups. And you know what? It's a good one. It's friendship, joy, and bounty. This is just for today. I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. Could be like the death card for you tomorrow. The Three of Cups is a lovely
friendship,
card.
Joy, and what?
And bounty.
I like that.
Bounty.
I'll take that. Friendship, joy.
Take it.
Bounty.
Bounty and joy.
I mean, it foresees you in the company of amazing friends. You're here with your friends, creating memories together that you'll forever hold dear. This is a little PG. They're not any old friends. They're all people with whom you have a rare connection, and you can be truly yourself with. This is really lovely.
Well, there you go.
See,
yeah, but you people never tell anyone bad news.
You people,
what do you mean, you
Maritimers?
People?
Yeah, what does no, that
you
mean?
You're people from the East Coast.
I'm not from Germany.
You tarot card readers.
I'm not a tarot card reader. You know, the other day I did a reading. It's still here. For a friend's birthday, the Three of Swords, betrayal, heartbreak, and turmoil. So there you go.
Oh, God. I'd rather take mine.
Yeah. But, I'll take bounty and joy.
Well, listen, thank you for that. I'm going to take that with me through this day, and I feel lucky and grateful to be with my friend here who's going to be surgically repaired. A week from now, he's going to be peeing all over the place. I can't wait.
That'll make for great radio.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
Christina's so happy for me. Oh, that's great. You'll be peeing all over. That's great. I'm glad I will be here.
You have to be positive.
Let me hear the guitar here. Dale, let me hear your electric there.
We're going to actually do the title track of my newest record. If you guys, anybody here play vinyl or have a use for it, I will leave it.
No, we don't, actually.
No.
Well, I mean, no, you keep that for your promotion.
You keep that. That's worth money.
No, Sean wants it.
Sean wants it.
I just hope she's close enough.
Let me hear your guitar, Dale. Sounds great. And Christina?
Yes.
Guys, we're going to need to get Christina somehow closer to that microphone. Maybe Phil will hold it or...
This one? Okay, let's scoot up.
A little closer?
Sure. You're going to have to get Christina a professional microphone here.
Well, the problem is the way this setup is in the 5-hour performance area.
Here we go. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
We're fine. We're not fussy from the Maritimers. We go with the flow.
This is Christina's latest single.
Yeah.
It's called Impossible to Hold. All right, here we go, everybody. Christina Martin.
Woo! That's the best morning applause I've ever, ever had. Tonight, you hold everything. You can have every heart. I'm basing this on you, so watching you from the chandelier. You can barely hear. I'm breathing out your name in neon lights. What I'm lacking in daylight, I gain dreams of you. Impossible to hold, I don't miss much. And tonight, you've brought everyone to a central park. To hear you sing about love lost and gained, and with you so near, you can barely. Love has touched millions of us. What I'm lacking in daylight, I gain in dreams of you and me. We never touch, impossible to hold. I don't miss much. I don't want to go. I'm watching you now. I don't have to know all your secrets tonight, but I want.
missing this. I use a watch of you on the chandelier. You can barely hear. I'm breathing out your name in neon lights. What I'm liking in daylight. I gain in dreams of you and me. We never touch. Impossible to hold. I don't miss my. Much, you're impossible to hold. I don't miss much. Oh, oh.
Wow, that's all you can say to that.
Very professional,
very, very nice, Christina Martin. Wow,
thanks,
Dale. Great job.
Dale Murray produced the record and all my records.
Just lean into the mic, sweetie. Thanks.
Sorry.
It's okay, because we, you know what we got to do?
No.
We got to invest in a headphone mic for performers, just because it's...
Yeah, you're really annoyed by this. I could see, I was like, oh, I'm not close enough. He's...
Only because, you know, I want people... No, upset's too much. I want people to hear it. And the way this is configured... It sounded amazing.
You want me to do it again? I'm kidding.
Yes, I do. I do.
I messed
very
up the lyrics,
so
that would be great. No.
First of all, you're talented. You're kind.
Aww.
You're amazing. And Dale, well done. Good producing. I hope I didn't. No, the thing is, it's unnerving because I don't mix. I'm not a mixer.
No.
I don't mix, Dale.
And he is a mixer.
You are.
He's taking notes on this experience.
Anyway, when you hear it back, I hope it's okay. I hope it sounds fine.
I'm not going to listen back to myself.
No, I know.
I'm not listening
back.
No,
it's horrible.
Let's move forward.
Yeah, we haven't
listened. I hate that, too.
He and I have not listened to a Humble and Fred show since 1989. Christina Martin, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
See you tonight.
What do you point?
Chambers of Commerce.
Yes, Chamber of Commerce.
Let me tell you about the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan.
Let me just turn off these mics first. Okay, there you go.
Okay, you go to chamberplan.ca. It's Canada's number one plan for employee benefits. Chambers Plan, Canada's leading group benefit plan. For small firms, say 1 to 100 employees, you can get a free quote right off their website at chamberplan.ca. Employee benefits enjoyed by 30,000 Canadian businesses. They've been around for 40 years, which makes it very stable. It's the smart way to go for your small business. Look after your people. Chamberplan.ca.
Very well said. And, of course, we want you to go to FYI Music News. What a place for you to catch up on what's going on, whether it's the charts, Billboard stuff. And by the way, Sarah Harmer is featured today. And by the way, also the voting for the 2018 Slate Family Polaris Heritage Prize is there as well. Read all about that. So many. By the way, Avril Lavigne. Did I say by the way three times in that?
Yeah.
By the way, Avril Lavigne has a new record.
It's called By the Way.
By the way, I played some of it yesterday.
By the Chili Peppers.
By the Chili. Make sure you go to FYI Music News. I just got like nine things going on.
I hear you. I get it.
FYIMusicNews.ca for all the latest music news and .cas. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just excited. I'm sad to say goodbye to Dale and Christina.
They're don't so be great. Sad, because with us on the phone, this is going to be an interesting story. With us on Skype, can you hear me, Ravi? Hold on, let me turn the music down. Hey, bud. This is Ravi from
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, there we go. The president of Gig Sky, Ravi Rishi Maharaj. Years ago, took a chance on this company, and as we mentioned last hour, a few weeks ago, got an amazing phone call. But first of all, let's just welcome Ravi to the show. There's Woo! Ravi.
Hey. Thanks, everyone.
And you're calling from California. It's 3 hours earlier. Thank you for getting up early. We appreciate it.
Yep, regular wake up time here.
Now, just give us some background. How many years ago did you start Gig Sky?
Oh, geez. We're going to go into that, are we?
No, just give me an idea, a year.
No, it was 2010. I stopped what I was doing, and I was at another company and just thought I'd do something different. And I've been the founder of a few different companies. And so I had this idea of what I wanted to do, and then I started pursuing it in 2010.
Now, you know, it's funny, we talk about entrepreneurs, there's a rule of one or five. Most people start up businesses, don't get through the first year. If you get through 5 years, it's even more of a rarity. But I imagine in Silicon Valley, in that area of California that is so rich with entrepreneurs and startups and a new idea every day, you know, it's even more remarkable that it's been this successful so far. And when you first began, could you have ever imagined that last week or the week before, whenever it was, that Apple would have announced the addition of your SIM card to their iPhone?
No, we didn't. In our wildest dreams, we didn't dream that that would happen. So, you know, the idea behind GigSky was to really, you know, we were really trying to build, I think, a small business. I mean, relatively speaking, a small business these days is, you know, under $100 million in revenue, I guess.
Yeah, it's like Humble and
Fred. Yeah. Although, you know.
Like Humble and Fred Radio.
We're about to break through.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. So we were targeting a business that, you know, that was in that range. And now we have the opportunity with the Apple announcement around the eSIM on the new iPhone to actually build a much larger business. And so you guys want me to spend a second on just describing what Apple did?
Well, before you do, I just want to say it was so cool. You called me, I think it was last week, and you were so excited.
Yeah.
And I before you tell the story about it, how exciting was the call when Apple...
Yeah, and at what point, Ravi, did this become like a something you thought about could happen? Like, do you present it to them? Do you, as an option, and you say, "Hey, look at us. Consider us. This will work for you." Like, how long does that relationship go on?
Oh, the relationship with Apple goes back 4 years.
Yeah,
and it started with Apple sending an email to us, just into our general, you know, inbox, saying they'd like to meet with us. Hmm. They liked what we're doing and wanted to know if we wanted to partner with them. So it took me about a nanosecond to say yes. Okay. And so the first product that we partnered with them on was in 2015. We launched our service on the iPad initially with Apple. And then since then, our relationship has evolved, you know, a lot of discussions, a lot of cooperation on technology. And then finally, last week, we were actually shocked and surprised that Apple put our logo up on the stage with, you know, $1 trillion worth of other companies that are working with them. You know, there are all of these, you know, multi-billion dollar corporations like AT&T and Vodafone, and then there's GigSky, you know. So it was a thrill for us to be announced together with all those companies that are working with Apple on the new iPhone.
And all from an idea 8 years ago. That's got to sort of pump up the chest.
Yeah, it absolutely. I don't know about pumping up the chest, because we've had some deflating moments. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it definitely, you feel a little proud about, you know, having taken such a long journey and it finally turning into something.
Well, that's what I wanted to touch on, because, you know, I love that the idea that, you know, years ago you started something and then a few weeks ago you sort of see... You know, for a startup in Silicon Valley to be part of the Apple platform, that must be the Stanley Cup. I mean, that's got to be a moment. Because I'll tell you, when we spoke last week, you were just super jazzed. And that's why I said, we got to get you on, because I want you to describe, if you can, how it felt when you saw that. And it's got to be, like, mind-blowing.
I was floating on air for at least a whole week, you know. It was that thrilling for us. You know, a lot of people put in you know, a lot of hard work for years to get to this point. And, you know, when we had a certain expectation of the way it would turn out, but when Apple made the announcement on the new iPhone series that included the new eSIM technology and the way it was going to work together with the GigSky service, we couldn't have asked for a better solution, a better way to make our service activated on the iPhone. I mean, they created the GigSky button on the iPhone. That's how far it went.
And that is so important, because with technology, simplicity is so important for a lot of people. I mean, there's people that embrace technology and like to get into it, but for most people, the simpler the better.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, you know, it was thrilling for us. We worked pretty hard towards this goal, and Apple came through with big time for us. So that we're thrilled. And so now our job is to grow the business, you know, and maybe it becomes a little bit bigger than a little business.
Oh, really? Well, you know, and I don't want to listen, it's your parade, but is there any part of you at GigSky that sees the connection between, you know, you were working toward a goal and all of a sudden you became an advertiser on the Humble and Fred show, and then this happens, and then we get the private jet.
Howie, I had no idea so many people from Apple listen to our show.
Oh, yeah. In fact, if you listen to the speech they gave that day when they were adding, they said, oh, and we'd just like to thank the Humble and Fred show for introducing us.
Our logo is there.
I love Amanda. Nothing makes a Ravi laugh harder than the fact that we're trying to take some credit for the Apple deal. Listen to you.
Oh, you too.
Oh, come on, Ravi. Well, listen, I know Rudra has been a friend of ours and introduced us to you and the GigSky concept, and our audience loves it. You know, some of the biggest engagements we've had in terms of people reacting to a sponsor or a partner has definitely been GigSky, and the idea that you can travel and use your own data, and now if you're an iPhone user, it's going to be part of your next phone. And just wanted to say congratulations.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate the sentiment, and you know, we'll give you an update as things progress. You know, by the way, Apple is not the only company that we've done this with. We'll be announcing our big deal with Microsoft soon too.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, Ravi. What about now? I know you guys do stuff with the San Jose Sharks too, and Erik Karlsson being traded there. Are you going to get him maybe to promote this thing a bit for you?
Well, I don't know about Erik Karlsson. You know, it'll cost us about $1 billion to get him to promote it. But, you know, it's going to be an exciting year here with the Sharks. And, you know, we're doing more with them. Our logo's there. We do some promotions with the Sharks. Not sure what we'll do with the players, if anything at all. That's also a big deal. But you know, we'll sort that out and see if we can do something in the coming year. Usually during the season, there's not much you can do with the players.
Right.
You know, it's usually in the summertime, and that's when you can do some extra stuff with the players.
Well, listen, if you want to do some extra stuff with our staff, Phil is happy to have GigSky's logo tattooed anywhere on his body.
What's that, Phil? What?
Mostly on my neck. My neck is very pleasant.
Exactly. We're going to give him a GigSky tear coming down. Rudra is listening, and thanks to Rudra for introducing us to you, and thank you for being such a great partner, and all the best to you and everyone at GigSky. There he is, the president, Ravi.
Thanks, Ravi.
Rishi Maharaj, everybody.
Okay.
Thanks, my friend.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the interview, and we'll chat soon.
Oh, yes, we will. I want to come to California and, you know, hang out with the gigs people.
Hey, how about this? Leaf Shark Stanley Cup Final. We'll be there.
Oh, God. That would be the ultimate.
That would be agony for him. Hey, thanks, Rob.
You guys know my first love is Toronto Maple Leafs, right?
I know. Yep. All right, thanks, Ravi.
Thanks, my friend.
Okay, take care, guys.
All the best. There you go. Yeah, I love how he called 100 million a small business. By the way, Humble and Fred Radio, we're just nipping.
We're just under
100 million.
We're just under 100.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we were, that was the value of our company? You wouldn't be having a prostate shaving. I'd buy you a new prostate.
Mm-hmm.
I get you two.
Mm-hmm.
A robot prostate.
A robot date. A rostate.
Yeah.
Wow.
We should get a Humble, we should get a Humble and Fred tattoo put on Phil's ass.
That's,
you know, for when he wears a sumo suit. You know.
By the way, now that Christina is finished her performance, I'm just looking over. You know who she reminds me of? You know, what's her name? Maura Grierson.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm going to show you a shot because when we're done, we're going to get some pictures and stuff. But there's a broadcaster friend of mine, Maura Grierson, does the morning show at one of the stations in Toronto. Is Virgin a Bell station?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's part of the Virgin Morning Show.
Tis.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so we're almost done.
Although
the show.
He once told me I look like Marilyn Dennis, so.
Yes, that's right.
What she used to Marilyn. Look like.
No, I'm sorry, you missed her. Dennis Rodman is what I said.
Yeah.
Dennis Weaver, actually. So, congratulations to Gig Sky. Thanks to Tim Niblett, Retirement Sherpa, another person that's got a lot of engagement from our audience. Christina Martin's about to find out what, you know, the audience is going to just throw you all the love. Barker's here tomorrow.
I am. And Christina's playing at Hugh's Room tonight.
Those, right.
Who want to go and hear more of her amazingness.
And,
yeah, I'm here tomorrow. And okay. The magicians are here tomorrow.
Magicians and Lumbee's here tomorrow.
We got a flock of magicians.
Hmm. Ian Service is in the studio. Him and his giant calves just came in to say hi to Fred.
That's sweet.
We didn't want to announce this during Ravi's conversation because I don't want to steal his thunder. You know, he's did a deal with Apple. We're announcing that we've done a deal with gas station florists.
Yeah, Circle K.
Circle K.
To be exact.
And Humble and Fred are doing a deal. Where we will be the distributor. We'll do it. There'll be an app.
You get daisies.
Where you can order gas station flowers.
Mums, yeah. And the occasional wilted rose.
Hey, there might be a business there.
Gas station flowers.
And hair
gas station flowers.com.
That might get us to the 100 million mark.
Listen, you're going to be fine. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if for some reason you're not.
I'm not, yes.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. This is it,
guys. I just want you to know.
What?
I'm going to have you stuffed. I'm going to have you. I'm going to weekend at Bernie's the shucks out of you.
On air.
On air.
What does our agreement say if one of us doesn't make it? Does the other guy get everything?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
If it doesn't, it's going to. All right, kids. Freddie will be back on Monday, and we'll wrap up the week tomorrow.
This episode of Humble and Fred Radio is brought to you by FYI Music News, The Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, The Chambers Plan, Service Inspired Restaurant, PayTM, Spearhead Brewing Company, and Strain Print. We broadcast to the world from the center of Canada's universe, Toronto, nestled in the cozy bosom of the 5-hour energy performance zone. More Humble and Fred tomorrow and online at humbleandfredradio.com.